Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
So let me ask you something. What extremes would you go to kill your girlfriend? It would take a lot, right? To have to kill your girlfriend. She would have to be like coming at you with a gun or something, or...
I would say that it would be defense,
right?
I mean, that would be the only reason to do that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a normal person.
Well, what about if you get out of jail and your girlfriend's, you know, you allowed her to stay at your house. You gave her some money to pay the bills. But then you get there to your house after you were freed and your girlfriend was banging her boyfriend. What would you do then? Is the question. Well, deputies quickly learned that the suspect, Kenyatta Bellamy, had bonded out of the Osceola County Jail on March 24th of 2020. After bonding out of jail, Bellamy returned to his home, where he allowed his girlfriend to live while he was in jail. He discovered another man living in the residence. He called his mother, who lives in Miami, and expressed his desire to take a bus to Miami to see her. His anger increased when he learned that, due to the COVID-19 virus, he would not be able to take a bus. Upon Bellamy's arrest, he told detectives that he allowed the female victim to stay in the house while he was in jail and left her money for which to pay the bills. Unbeknownst to him, she allowed the male victim to move in. He said on Friday he was outside pressure washing and went inside and discovered them having sex, so he lost it. He used a hammer and a knife to kill the victims. They both have trauma consistent with those injuries. It's kind of quiet. I know there's only two of us in the studio, but still kind of quiet. I'm wondering back there while you're watching on the camera and you're there on the chat board, what's your reaction to that?
Okay, you know what my reaction to that is? You know, there's that story of five people sit down at the table and they tell their story and like everybody... I got the biggest problem. And you end up finding out about that. And it's like, I'll take my problem. Thank you. And COVID-19, all this going on. And here's this guy that has a way bigger problem than just COVID-19.
Fresh out of jail, back into jail.
Wow.
Now that house, you'll sell it now to defend yourself.
God, man.
Oh, man.
Life can have some really sick twists and turns, bro.
Yeah. So there you go.